It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. We got American Legion Baseball, the AA State Tournament here, Zone B, getting ready here for you today. Of course, all games played tomorrow or yesterday were concluded except for one game. Marysville and Hiawatha will have a continuation of that game following up the 6th and 7th inning at 10:30 a.m. on 103.9 KNZ. But right now we are 92.1. KMZA here for our morning 8 a.m. matchup. First pitch nearly on the way. Smith County tanking on Seneca. Both these teams, they lost to their respective opponents yesterday. Smith County falling to Iola by a final score of 7-0 yesterday. They played at 7 p.m. Seneca and Colby, they were the first game that kicked off yesterday's late afternoon slate at 2 p.m. Seneca fell to Colby 12-8. They had a 7-4 lead going up into the top of the seventh inning, and then an 8-run rally would ensue. And then from there on, Colby would take the lead and hold the final score again, would add to 12-8, with just one run coming up from Seneca in the bottom of the seventh to get to that final score of 12-8. So again, Seneca still looking for some life here, trying to move on in the brackets. The winner of this game will move on to 6 p.m. tonight. However, the loser of this game will be officially eliminated from the Class B State Tournament down here in Hiawatha, Kansas at Noble Park. So again, I'm Crittenden Prophet, Seth back in studio. Hopefully you are up and rising and shining here for this morning of American Legion Baseball. Right now, lineups are getting announced on the field. And as the lineups are going on the field, here's your lineups on the broadcast. Here's the lineups for Smith County Post to 220. Leading it off will be Reed Doan, the second baseman. The shortstop will bat second in Jared Ford. The pitcher in Brant Wilson will bat third. Dom Kattenberg will bat cleanup, the first baseman. The center fielder will bat fifth in Evan Slavik. Batting sixth will be Ian Doan, the catcher. Montgomery Carson, the third baseman, will bat seventh. Batting in eighth is the left fielder Isaac Sandberg. And batting ninth will be the designated hitter, Cole Kirchhoff. And taking a look here at Seneca Post 21's lineup, leading it off will be none other than Jack Mackey, the third baseman. Batting second will be the shortstop, Evan Olberding. Batting third will be the pitcher, Derek Wirtz. Batting in cleanup will be the designated hitter, Reese Garrity. Batting fifth, Caden Peterson. He'll be at first base. The catcher will be batting sixth for Seneca Post 21, Levi Thomas. Batting seventh, Carter Hike. Well, we're in the baseball terminology right now, but nearly on the way to the football season. But Carter Hike, the left fielder, batting number seven. Batting eighth, Camden Schmidt, the second baseman, and the center fielder batting last. Ninth in the order, Caleb Strothen, and in flex for both teams, Seneca Post 21, Anthony Leager. He will be out in right field. And for Smith County Post 22, it will be Peter Newman out in right field as well. So again, for Smith County Post 220, starting lineup, Doan, Ford, Wilson, Kattenberg, Slavik, Doan, Carson, Sandberg, Kirchhoff, and Newman. And for Seneca Post 21, Mackey, Olberding, Wirtz, Garrity, Peterson, Thomas, Hike, Schmidt, Strothman, and Leager. Smith County Post 22 is head coached by Daniel Bennett, and Seneca Post 21 is head coached by Jaron Wirtz. We're going to take a couple-minute break here. Step aside for the finalization of here the lineups out on the field, as well as the national anthem. We'll have the Legion Oath. Their also going to decide the home team, so the team that bats last in the order, via a coin flip. So we'll also be having that information here shortly, who will be batting first and last in the inning. So again, you're tuned in 92.1 at KMZA. First pitch here nearly on the way. Smith County Post 22, Seneca Post 21 here in the elimination game on at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a wedding, festival, or big event? Don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at BobSchwartzFinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on KMZ 92.1. I'm Credit Profit Seth back in studio. First pitch nearly here on the way. Seneca Post 21 taking on Smith County Post 220 in the here the second round. It's the elimination rounds this morning. We've got two elimination games going on. Of course, we'll have this one here at 8 a.m., the Smith County and Seneca game at 10:30 a.m. We're actually going to have a continuation on KNZA, the Marysville-Hiawatha game, picking up in the sixth inning. If Hiawatha winds up losing against Marysville, then we will have the coverage of them taking on Norton as well on KNZA. But here we're locked into our first matchup today. Again, I'd like to give a special thanks here to the Hiawatha community putting this state together here, the amount of work and effort that they have done, especially in getting tarps and making sure that this field is playable on. It was a lot of work yesterday. It's been a lot of work as well today. So, again, a big shout-out to the community. And, of course, a shout-out to our Legion sponsors this year who helped make our American Legion coverage here possible. Shout-out to Citizens State Bank and Trust Company and Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employee packages and options for truck drivers. At the end of our contest, we always have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. While being said, here now, with both teams getting ready to get the first pitch here on the way. It'll be Smith County Post 220 representing as the home team. Again, they decided the home team via a coin flip here after the first round games, which the home teams were decided by the seeding with those. Again, both of these teams, they had lost yesterday. Seneca fell to Colby by a final score of 12-8, while Smith County lost to Iola 7-0. Iola, a team that has won the state tournament down in Concordia for three straight years in a row, having a chance to go here for the four-peat down here at Hiawatha, Kansas at Noble Park. Now taking the mound right now for Smith County Post 220 is Brent Wilson getting his warm-up pitches in, as right now Seneca getting themselves conversed and talking with head coach Jaron Wirtz by the dugout, going over the offensive plan and looking over some keys for this game. Again, you look at Seneca and yesterday, they did a great job early on the game. They had an early lead getting out in the first inning. They were down early 1-0, but then they quickly responded with four runs off three hits in the first inning. Evan Olberding yesterday won a McDonald's player of the game. He had three hits. He went 3 of 4 with two doubles and an RBI. He had an incredible day yesterday. He also had two runs scored for himself on top of that. So a great day by Evan Olberding. So if you want to look at keys for this game, not only is it, you know, Seneca's top of the order here really get going and staying dominant, but it's that entire order to be able to continue that momentum and to be able to have great quality at bats. And, of course, not just to get to an early hot start, but to be able to continue that throughout the game, because it was after that Seneca was shut out for the next three straight innings. They did not score until the fifth, which they retook the lead 5-4. And then they were able to add insurance in the sixth, went up 7-4, and 7-4 they led up into the seventh inning, which they then allowed eight runs off seven hits to Colby, and they were only able to respond with just one in the bottom of the seventh. So again, it's not it here all for Seneca. They still have the chance to make the run in the tournament, but they are on the elimination side of the bracket, which means for them, they have to be able to squeeze out these wins and to get these wins. They're going to have Wirtz up on the mound today. He had 20 pitches yesterday, so he's got a couple of good reps in him, and he'll look to make the start today for Seneca Post 21. But again, here going over Seneca Post 21 starting lineup here from the top. The first four batters coming up: Jack Mackey, Evan Olberding, Jarek Wirtz, and Reese Garrity. As the first pitch nearly on the way, Smith County's defensive lineman Wilson pitching, Doan catching, Kattenberg at first, Doan at second, Carson at third, Ford at short, Stansberg in left, Slavik in center, and Newman out in right. Well, that being said, first pitch here now on the way on KMZA. The windup and the delivery swung on and fouled straight back for strike one here against Jack Mackey. Day two has officially gone underway, and definitely appreciating all of the rain that was able to stay away yesterday. Next pitch here in for ball one. And we were really waiting by the hour. I mean, it was kind of a play by ear yesterday, but rain struck in the last final hour of the final game yesterday. Next pitch here, a little inside, and it's called for strike two. Umpire gave a little bit of a flinch to it, so it was hard to see if he called the strike with the motion, but strike does come through. So it's a 1-2 count on Mackey. Next one, just a little under the knees for ball two. 2-2 count against Mackey. Olberding on deck. Wirtz in the hole. Wilson trying to ring up his first batter faced. Mackey yesterday led off for Seneca with a single. Here he hits it to the third baseman. The throw is to first. It's on time for the play. Carson the Kattenberg. And it's a one up and one down here for Seneca Post 21. Now Evan Olberding steps up. Wirtz on deck. And in the hole is now Reese Garrity, the cleanup man and designated hitter for Seneca. mentioned that Olberding had a very significant role in yesterday's game. Despite the loss, he had three hits. First pitch to him, goes straight back after hitting the ground for ball one. 1-0 count on Olberding. Two doubles and a single yesterday, as well as an RBI. Two runs scored. A swing and a miss, just got a little piece of it. Now it's a 1-1 count. Olberding trying to find something in his wheelhouse. Next pitch here, coming through, just a little high of the zone. Now go for ball two. 2-1 count now on Evan Olberding. The 2-1 delivery now on the way, and that one just a little low, the far corner of the batter, and that will be for ball three. 3-1 count now on Olberding. Wirtz awaits on the on-deck circle. 3-1 pitch now delivered, and that's gonna go in the corner for strike two. Nice fastball pitch, just being able to clip the zone. And now Olberding's on a full count, 3-2, and Wilson is looking to bring up another batter. Wilson stepping and now firing the pitch, and a swing and foul straight back from Olberding. We're now on the full count for Evan Olberding. Choked up three-quarters weight in the box. Raises the left foot, but pulls his body all the way back for ball four, a high-rise fastball that sinks all the way towards the chest, and Olberding will take the walk. One down, one on, runner on first. That's Evan Olberding. Now Derek Wirtz up to bat with Ray Scarity on the on-deck circle. And the hole, Caden Peterson. First baseman for Seneca. He's had such a great day yesterday. I'm sure he'll have a great date as well. First pitch here lifted on out in the center by Wirtz and making the collection with easy touch to it is Evan Slavik. Now Reese Garrity, the designated hitter, comes up with two down, a runner on first. Kim Peterson on deck, and in the hole, Levi Thomas. Garrity yesterday had a single. First pitch to him is up and out for ball one. Garrity reached twice, once off a single, also reached via the walk. That was both in the fifth and seventh innings he reached. Before that, he was 0-2. Here, this one lifted on to the left, and that'll drop for a base hit. A nice little blooper among the interior dirt track. A two-out single for Garrity. Olberding now on second. And designated hitter now on first. Now the first baseman here for Seneca steps up. Caden Peterson with the catcher Levi Thomas on deck. Peterson lifting the left leg, and looks like a piece of the ball hit him on the left elbow. And yes, it did. One pitch, and now Peterson is on base. Well, now Brent Wilson is going to have to work himself out of a jam. Two outs. The bases are loaded here early for Seneca Post 21. Back-to-back batters have been able to reach via single and now a hit by pitch. Now Levi Thomas coming up with that pencil bat. I've always been mentioning that on the broadcast. Love it. Next pitch here to him. This one gets away. And running home from the wild pitch and scoring is Evan Olberding. Ian Doan just not able to get a hold of that wild pitch, just a little too high above him, trying to get off the ground. Runners will also advance off that wild pitch, with Garrity now on third and Peterson on second. So both runners in the scoring position for Levi Thomas to try to put down some lead. Next pitch is still outside for ball two. A 2-0 count for Levi Thomas. Carter Hike on deck, and in the hole, Camden Schmidt. Next one outside again. Same spot location for the batter. And Thomas is now on a 3-0 count. and there is an empty base on first that he can go and relocate to. Next pitch, that one, fastball way inside for ball four. That's going to be a four-pitch walk. And now Thomas is on first, Hayden Peterson's on second, Garrity is on third. With two down, Seneca Post 21 right now leads by one in the top of the first. Wide stance being shown here by Carter Hank, filling up nearly the entire box diagonally. First pitch taken low and away for ball one. Putting a little bit of anticipation with that left foot and step, and Hike swings on it. It's flying out to center, and making the collective grab will be Evan Slavik out in center field. Carter Hike goes down. Seneca Post 21 is able to get one run to come through off just one hit. We'll be back for the bottom of the first. Seneca Post 21 leads 1-0.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We just concluded the top of the first where Seneca Post 21 was able to get one run to come through off one hit. The bases were left loaded for Carter Hike, but he popped up out to center field. Seven batters were able to come up in the order for Seneca Post 21. Well, now it's the time to respond here for Smith County Post 220. Again, they fell to Iola yesterday 7-0. That game concluding with just 6.5 innings. I think in the top of the seventh, Smith County was unable to tie the game against Iola. Iola now moving on to the 330 spot today to take on Colby. For Smith County Post 220, coming up here, Reed Dome, who will lead it off. Jared Ford will bat second, Brant Wilson third, and cleaning up will be Dom Kattenberg. Wirtz again here pitching for Seneca Post 21. He had 20 pitches yesterday, and now he is going to have pitch number 21 of the tournament on the way. First pitch in for strike one. Nice fastball delivery, low zone, just in for strike one. Down early is Dome. Next pitch here delivered, swung on and fouled, but trying to go for it all the way is the first baseman, Peterson. That one just out of the territory. 0-2 count now for Dome. Again, Wirtz pitching, Thomas catching, Peterson at first, Schmitz at second, and Mackey at third. Next pitch here delivered on the way. This one is rocketed over the shortstop and Oberding. And that'll go down for a base hit on an 0-2 count by Reed Dome. He had to protect. He got aggressive, and it paid off. He's on base now. But no outs. Jared Ford with a runner on. No outs. Steps up. Ford the shortstop. Wilson on deck and in the hole to win up Banning Kattenberg. Ford. This one. Fouled back to the netting. Four strike one. In the outfield here starting for Seneca. Hike out in left field. Strothman in center and Leaguer out in right. Eager, the flex player. Here, collection by Wirtz, and now delivering. Fastball to the low outside corner for ball one. 1-1 count now on Jared Ford. Ford stepping back into the box. The teal bat teetering it back and forth over his shoulder, holds back for the next pitch. The fastball that collects itself to the right corner of the zone for strike two. The 1-2 count now for Jared Ford. Back-to-back batters, Wirth has been able to have the advantage. Throw to first. Runner is safe and Doan. He's able to scamper back on time. Stick it to the 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. And that one's just outside of throw to second is not on time, and a good steal by Reed Doan, as well as that pitch went down as a ball against Ford. So it's an evened up 2-2 count, but Wirtz would like to put the bow on it. That double play getting eliminated from first base. Great steal by Doan. 2-2 pitch, a half swing, but one that regrettably Ford made as he goes down swinging for out number one. Runner on second, one out. Brent Wilson now to bat the pitcher here for Smith County. First pitch to him is low the zone, a throw to second base. And they're going to see if they got the tag on him. They're going to say he was safe. Excuse me, they called it a strike here on Brant Wilson. Good paintbrush early on here by Wirth, attacking the corners and the lower edges of the square. Look back to second, a couple glances back. Here's the third one, and now the pitch. And that's another fastball that hits the corner on Brant Wilson. Wirth, man, he has just stayed ahead of the batters early on here, and that's what you want for Seneca. Breaking ball delivered just to inside for ball one. Now the 1-2 count for Brant Wilson as Kattenberg sits on the on-deck circle. Runner on second, one down. We're in the bottom of the first. So that's the lead. Seneca leads, excuse me. This one that chopped left. Foul, and it'll stay to the 1-2. Beautiful day here at Noble Park. 73 degrees, a 2-mile-per-hour wind coming out of the southwest breezingly. 315 to the corners and 360 down center field. The grass is just a little shiny. All the rain. Next pitch here and a swing and miss from Brant Wilson. And 2 Ks have been brought up back-to-back here for Wirth. So he is making it hurt here against the Smith County Post 22 batters. Now Dom Kattenberg steps up. Back-to-back batters have had a runner on second and have been unable get the runner to progress. Stone still there on that second base bag. A throw is back to there. Being able to get there back safely is Stone. Kattenberg, the lefty, taking on the riding Wirth on the bump. Here's the pitch. This one swung on. It's going to be fouled. Early on, 0-1 here for Kattenberg. And again, Wirth continue to stay ahead of these batters here. And you mentioned keys for this game, and from a pitcher standpoint, that's something you want to be able to do early on in the game. Keep those pitch counts low, minimize the balls and the strikes. Next pitch, inside fastball to the knees, and that'll be for ball one. 1-1 count now for Kattenberg. Slavik on deck, and in the hole, Ian Doan. Look back, and now the pitch, breaking ball just out. That'll be for ball two. 2-1 count now for Kattenberg. Kattenberg, the cleanup and first baseman here for Smith County. Look back to second. Here's the pitch. Inside fastball looking and going down. Excuse me, not going down. That's the second strike. A little premature there on the call. Got a little excited for Eric Wirth. He's at the back-to-back case. See if maybe he can ring up the three straight. Next pitch here, delivered. This one swung on and dropped out into left in front of Carter Hike, and that run will score. Kattenberg drops down the hardy hit out into left field, the drop in front of Hike. Now Kattenberg is on first, and the runner on second finally scores. Evan Slavik now up to bat with a runner on first and two down. The game now is tied 1-1, Seneca and Smith County here in the bottom of the first. First pitch to Slavik's way inside of the shoulders for ball one. Slavik stepping out, stepping right back in now. He's got the orange and red tinted bat with a black secondary color to it. He's teetering it evenly over the shoulder and holds back for ball two. Seneca in the gray bottoms and the green tops with yellow trims and numbers. Here, Smith County with the white tops and bottoms with the blue coloring and stripes, as well as the white numbers. 2-0 count here for Slavic. Next pitch is to him, and it's low for ball three. Well, this is the first time that Wirtz has had a batter have this much of an advantage against him. Wirtz has so far been able to stay above all these batters so far. But here he's got Slavic on the 3-0. Slavic stepping out, timeout, and now back in the box. Here's the pitch. Just high, and that will be for ball four. So a four-pitch walk, Slavic will take first. Kattenberg will now move to second with two down, and Ian Doan will now come up to bat with a runner in scoring position. Doan up to bat, Carson on deck, and Stansberg in the hole. 6, 7, and 8 here in the batting order, now for Smith County. Glance back to second, here's the pitch, a breaking ball that hits the bottom edge of the zone for strike one. Wirtz delivers a fastball. This one chopped to Oberding. Oberding backhanding, throwing off a little bit off his back foot, and unfortunately was not able to make the throw to first base. And a run will come through and score. Slavic now able to get all the way to third base, and Doan reaches first. Looks like a pinch runner will come in the run. That is number 0, Owen Russell, here for Smith County. So a pinch runner now on first for Ian Doan. Doan on first, Slavic on third. Carson now up to bat, two down. And here with two outs in the inning, Smith County has been able to put together two runs. Carson, here on the clean count, awaiting his first pitch. Deliver this one, popped all the way up to the interior field. It's Oberding under it, and he makes the easy grab. Smith County Post 220 is able to take the lead in the bottom of the first by one. It is 2-1 the score off just two runs and two hits here in the bottom of the first. We're back here for the top of the second here on KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We come back to the top of the second. Smith County Post 220 with the one-run lead, 2-1. They put up two runs in the bottom of the first off two runs and two hits, an error, and they left two on base. Second Post 21 continues here in the batting order with 8-9 going back to number one. Schmitz, Strothman, and Mackey here up to bat for Seneca Post 21. Again, upcoming here, the bat is Schmitz. Yesterday, Schmitz reached three times, two walks, as well as a single in the sixth. He was left stranded in all three innings and was not able to come through and score. Here you'll see how he attacks as the leadoff man to start the top of the second. First pitch is to him, and this one rocketed out left in foul territory for strike one. Out of the box, taking a practice swing, and now back in it is Schmitz. Schmitz, the lefty, with no batting gloves. Second pitch to him, low and out for ball one. Now the 1-1 count on Schmitz. Schmitz, who started yesterday and went over 80 pitches, so most likely done on the bump in this tournament here for Seneca if they continue to move on. Next pitch, this one to the corner inside for strike two. It's a 1-2 count now on Schmitz, eighth batter in the order. And a swing and miss just behind by a touch is Schmitz. And he goes down swinging for the first out of the second inning. Caleb Stroffen, number 9 here in the batting order for Seneca, comes up. Mackey on deck and opening in the hole. Stroffman, the center fielder for Seneca. First pitch to him. He lays down a bunt, but that one goes foul on the left line. And that will be for strike one, but definitely not a bad idea there by Stroffman, just trying to get himself on base. Yesterday, Stroffman also was the ninth batter in the order. He went 0-3 in his at-bats and was substituted out in the final seventh inning for a pinch batter. Next pitch to him, low, scraped up on the ground, and that will be for strike two. 0-2 count now here for Stroffman. Stroffman, the righty, facing the righty pitcher in Wilson. Wilson, he just got his first K in this inning, and now he's got his second, as well as on the game. Caleb Stroffman goes down back-to-back Ks here for Brent Wilson. He's retired the last three straight batters. He would like to definitely keep that trend going. Mackey will try to break it. We're back up to the top of the order for Seneca Post 21. Mackey again yesterday led off with a single. Today he led off with a grounder to first. And here he hits this one out into foul territory for strike one. Opening on deck, Wirtz in the hole. The second team, they started off real hot this year, 7-2 for the first 9 games, and then went on a 9-game losing streak, but out of their last 8 games, they've been 6-2. They were 7-1, or 6-1 their last 7 before yesterday's loss. And here a hit by pitch on Mackey, and Mackey will happily take the base. That's the second hit batter now by Brent Wilson. And a runner on with two down. Well, Smith County can get both their runs off two outs. Here if Seneca can get some production off two as well. First pitch to Olberding, way inside for ball one. Olberding has reached already and scored. On via the walk, he represents the only run so far. He rips one foul down the left for strike one. 1-1 count now on Olberding. Wirtz on deck. Garrity in the hole. Olberding scored off of a wild pitch back in the first inning. Yesterday, Olberding scored twice, once in the first, and another in the fifth. Here, this one, a crack shot out in the center as it drops in front of Slavik. And just like that, a runner is on second, and Olberding takes first. Again, I mentioned Smith County had two runs put up in the bottom of the first. When they had two outs, they put that together after back-to-back Ks on Ford and Wilson. And we're seeing the same thing here for Seneca almost, where they're back-to-back Ks and now finally getting something going. First pitch way out and away against Wirtz for ball one. Wirtz last time up, popped out to center field. Geardy on deck and Peterson in the hole. Next one outside again. For ball two. Wirtz. starting pitcher here today for Seneca Post 21. Got a couple of pitches yesterday. Got 20 in yesterday. Next one here, 2-1, rips this one down the left line. It drops the runners around third. The game will be tied at 2 apiece. Great piece of hitting for Derek Wirtz. As now he stands on first with a crowd of applause. And Oberding is now on second. Two-two game, top of the second. Two down on first and second for Reese Garrity. Fourth in the batting order. It's this one foul. Out through the left fence and beyond the closing dugout. Sun is bright this morning with a even shade drops out in the outfield. And this one ripped out into right. Another run will come through and score for Seneca Post 21. And now both teams have been able to take strikes at each other with two outs on the board. Oberding comes through and scores. Wirtz is now on third and Garrity is at first. Three straight singles after the hit by pitch on Mackey. And four straight batters have been able to get on base. Now Peterson up to bat. Last time up, he was hit by a pitch. Back in the first inning, he was left stranded on second. Already six have come through here for Seneca in this inning. First pitch, way inside for ball one. Thomas on deck and Hike in the hole. Peterson looking to continue the trend here. Scoring, and this one ripped left center. That'll drop in the gap. And one will score, and stopping at third will be Reese Garrity. But it's a stand-up double for Caden Peterson. And after the three straight singles, the album finally drops with Caden Peterson, the extra base hit. And Wirtz comes through and scores. And three runs have already been posted up for Seneca Post 21 in this top second inning. First pitch to Thomas. Just a touch outside for ball one. Eight batters have now come up now for Seneca. Next pitch just high of the right corner of the zone for ball two. And now Wilson starting to get shaken up just a touch. In this second inning, working from the stretch, the next pitch. This is going to be a wild pitch. This will be the second wild pitch that scores here for Seneca in this game. Reese Garrity comes through. Caden Peterson takes off to third base. And the production has been rolling. Now Levi Thomas still with a runner in scoring position. Thomas reached off a walk in the last inning, and another wild pitch. The runner is taken off, but the catcher falls and slips on the wet grass near the backstop, and Peterson will score. Thomas still at the plate, and now a timeout will be taken. The bases have cleared. Five straight runs have come through for Seneca Post 21. And how about that for Seneca Post 21? They started this inning with back-to-back strikeouts on Schmitz and Stroffman. Mackey reached off the hit by pinch. Oberding dropped a single. Wirtz dropped a single. Garrity had an RBI single. And Peterson had the RBI double. And both Reese and Caden came through on wild pitches. You could say it's definitely been a wild here first, or excuse me, top of the second inning. Also forgot to mention there, Thomas, that was the fourth ball on him, so he actually will go and take first base now. So now going through all nine batters in the order here for Seneca, all the way to Carter Hike, seventh in the batting order. Hike diagonally lined up in the box, right to left, right foot in the back right corner. and takes his first pitch for strike one. 0-1 count now on Carter Hike. Anticipating the swing, lifting that left foot up and now holds back on ball one. 1-1 count now for Carter Hike. Captain Schmitz on deck and Strothman in the hole. Runner on first, still two outs on the inning. All the damage has been done here for Seneca with two outs. And this one, a pop out to center and able to make the collection is Slavic to finally get out of the inning. Well, Seneca Post 21 is able to bring up nine batters in the order. They got hot after two straight strikeouts. They had a hit by pitch and four straight hits, including the double by Caden Peterson. So five runs scored off four hits. Seneca now takes the lead 6-2 over Smith County. We're back here in the bottom of the second on KMZA.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You join us for the bottom of the second. Seneca Post 21 up 6-2 here over Smith County. Smith County up to bat here with their 8th, 9th, and 1 batter coming up here in the order. Stansberry, Kirkhoff, and Dome. We also would like to thank our Legion sponsors, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company, restaurant, sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. First pitch here, this one lifted out into the right 315 corner, and that one is caught? Wow, what a play! Everyone was unsure. That one was way into foul territory all the way by the 315 quarter. And if you know Noble Park, that one is deep into foul territory. What a stretch and diving effort to make the out by Leaguer. And that is indeed what a flex player needs to be doing, making some incredible plays out on the defensive field. What a incredible first play on this bottom of the second inning defensively for Seneca. Now Kirkhoff comes up on the 1-0 count. Next pitch to him, low but inside for strike one. 1-1 count here against Kirkhoff. Next pitch just outside. 2-1 count now on Kirkhoff, the designated hitter, ninth in the batting order for Smith County. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Now it's 2-2. And Leaguer definitely took the slip and slide going for that catch out into right field. Again, that is some wet grass out there. And it's, again, a tremendous catch. Just unbelievable. Had to wait there officially for that call. Here, ripped one out into left. A base hit for Kirkhoff. Now Kirkhoff is on first base. Stone now up to bat. The runner on first with one down in the bottom of the second for Smith County. All runs in this game have been produced with two outs. Not sure if the strategy is for Smith County to get that second out to get runs up, but see what they can put together here. First pitch here to Olberding. Olberding musts it, isn't able to get the play, and then also creates another error throwing to second base, allowing the runner to get to third. So not only does Olberding have the initial error, He also made a toss to second base that went over the head of Schmidt, and Kirchhoff was able to take off to third. Doan reaches the first off the E6. The error results on now a runner on first and third. Jared Ford now up to bat with a runner in the corners and just one out. Ford struck out in the first inning. First pitch here to him goes in for strike one. A little change up by Wirtz. Wirtz not trying to allow a run to come through this inning. Next pitch inside jams up the batter and is fouled straight back for strike two. Again, Wirtz started really well in this game, keeping ahead of those batters in that first inning before allowing the two runs to come up. He had the two back-to-back Ks. It was this part in the order where he had the back-to-back Ks on the second and third batter. This pop-up here, play from the first baseman, a great snag by Peterson. There was a much-needed and desired out. But again, you've gotten to now the dreaded two outs on the board, and this is where all the runs, the total of eight runs this game, have all come through. The 6-2 game, Seneca leads. Smith County a chance to respond. Brent Wilson, he struck out last time up in the first as well. He rips this one up top to the right quarter side, and that one will go all the way to the fences. One run will come through, and now two, a slide into third, but a tag is applied. It, Brent Wilson will be out, getting a little greedy for the triple. So he officially will go down for the double. It'll be a two RBI double. Two runs come through. It'll be a two out double, but unfortunately for Wilson, the greed got to him. He won the triple. He gets thrown out at third. And that will end the inning. So Smith County is able to come through with two runs off two hits in the bottom of the second. We now head up to the top of the third. The score, 6-4, Seneca leads and is up to bat.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find one, standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now we are at the top of the third. Seneca Post 21 leading 6-4 over Smith County Post 220. I'm Crim Prophet Seth back in studio. Seneca here coming up to bat. All the runs in this game have been created off two outs. Seneca trying to continue that momentum they built in the second inning. They scored one run in the first, five in the second. They had three straight singles and a double, so four total straight hits. First pitch is high and away on Camden Schmidt. Schmidt, he led off the second inning as well. Seneca went through all nine batters in the lineup, heading right back up to the one who led off the second. Next pitch outside, Schmidt again. 2-0 count. Schmidt, Strothman will head back up to the top of the order to Mackey. So 8-9-1 coming up here in the order. And showing bunt, putting it down to the third baseman. Great read and play on time to first base. Carson was able to read it from the third base bag and had a nice run up for it and a good throw to first. So Schmitz goes down. Now Stroffman comes up. Stroffman struck out in the second inning. This one, he rips it to the second baseman. It's collected and thrown out at first. So just like the second inning, Schmitz leads it off and Stroffman was on deck and both go down. It was after that that Seneca went on the run to score 5 runs. So see what they can do here with a kind of a similar situation already brewing. Mackey now the bat, high up, but even in the stance. Three quarters of a way in the box, in the plate. First pitch taken for a ball. 1-0 pitch, this one lifted, and it's out to right, and that will get out of the top of the third inning. A nice little snag out by Newman. So 3 up and 3 down, getting down the side is Wilson. We now head into the bottom of the third where Smith County comes back up the bat, down by 2, 6-4.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're tuning in at 92.1 KMZA. Crit and Profit Seth back in studio. Here now in the bottom of the third inning. Seneca up 6-4 over Smith County. Smith County coming up to bat with 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Gatenberg, Slavic, and Ian Doan. Here we'd like to also thank our Legion sponsors this season, C&K Service, your independent and tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And, of course, at the end of our contest, we'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Gatenberg, the left-handed batter, takes a first pitch and swings it down the right line. Does it drop? And that is fair to the corner. Taking around second and holding. Gatenberg, stand up double to lead off the bottom of the third here for Smith County. Now Slavic comes up with a runner already set in scoring position for him. Lance back to second. Now the delivery here by Wirtz. Swung on and put down the left line, but that will go foul. Early strike one against Slavic. Doan on deck. Montgomery Carson in the hole. Slavic last time up. Walked and was left stranded on third base in the first inning. Slavic. Teetering the bat above the shoulder and holds back for ball one. Fastball just outside the zone. Couple of birds flying over the field. Beautiful early morning. Next pitch here out of the zone again for ball two. 2-1 count for Slavic. Next pitch here just out to the far corner of the batter for ball three. An early strike was applied to Slavic, but he's worked 3 balls to his count now. It's a 3-1 count on Slavic with Doan up to bat. No outs and a runner on second here in the bottom of the third. Next pitch here, chopped on and fouled for strike two. Chance for the third strikeout of the game for Wirtz. He had back-to-back Ks in the first inning on Ford and Wilson. Has yet to have a K since. Full count pitch, rocketed up, coming in for it is the center fielder and the second baseman, but it's the second baseman who dives back for it. It's Schmitz to make the extensive play. Slavik goes down. Runner still on second in Kattenberg in Dome. Now up to bat with Carson on deck and Stansberg in the hole. 6, 7, and 8 now in the batting order for Smith County. Wirtz here on the bump. The glance back at second. Here's the delivery after the line, and that's a fastball to the inner corner for strike one. And Wirtz pitching, Thomas catching, Peterson at first, Schmitz at second, Mackey at third, Oberding at short, Hike in left, Stroppen in center, and Leaguer out and right here for the Seneca defensive lineup still. Next pitch, fastball in down Broadway on Doan, and Doan is quickly down 0-2. Wirtz looking for his third K of the game, and he's got a small tap to him on the bump. He's got a runner stuck between second and third. The toss and the tag is applied, and the out is made on Kattenberg. So Doan, he's able to reach first base off the fielder's choice, but the contact was to the pitcher of Wirtz. He collected it low to his glove off the dirt mound. He originally was thinking about first, but looked quickly behind him, saw that Kattenberg was stuck between second and third. He threw it to Mackey. Mackey was able to chase down the runner. He threw it to Oberding, and Oberding made the tag and applied it for the out. Owen Russell comes in a second time here today for Doan. Doan has reached twice, but once off an error, and now here off a fielder's choice. He is 0-for-1. Now it's Carson up the bat with a runner on first. No outs. Or excuse me, two outs. Next pitch way outside for ball one. After Carson, Stansberry on deck, and Kirkhoff in the hole. 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order. 1-0 count delivery is a low fastball out for ball two. 2-0 count on Carson. Carson is choking up the right corner of the box, even in his stance, but high in the posture. Leveling the bat just above the shoulders. Throws back to first. Runner is safe and back in time on Doan. Passes back up to the pitcher and Wirtz. Wirtz, the glance at first, now looking back down the alley to home plate. He delivers the fastball into the corner for strike one. 2-1 count now on Carson. Last time in the first inning, he ended it with a pop-up into the interior field that was caught by Oberding. Here's the pitch. That one is put out to Schmitz. Schmitz, an easy roller to pick up and throw to first for the out. A grounder to second to end the third inning. One is left on base. No runs come through for Smith County, as well as only one hit recorded in the inning and no errors. We return into the top of the fourth. Seneca Post 21 still to lead up by 2, 6-4 here on KMZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nearly halfway there to regulation as we enter the top of the fourth inning with Seneca Post 21 with the lead. And coming up to bat, Seneca leads 6-4 here over Smith County Post 220. Still all runs in this game produced when there are two outs on the board. We'll see how Seneca tries to respond here. Opening words, Garrity, all coming up here in the batting order. And we'd like to thank all of our sponsors for this Legion 2025 season, Citizens Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. At the end of this game, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. First pitch, ripped back for strike one on Overding. Overding back in the box quickly. Touched the plate with the bat and then hoists it back over the shoulder. Levers it easily over the shoulder, raises the left leg, and hits the pitch right to the second baseman. The throw is to first, and it is on time for the first out of the inning. Easy play for Reed Doan to Kattenberg. Derek Wirtz now up to bat with Garrity on deck and Peterson in the hole. Wirtz last time up had the single in the second inning to get himself on. First pitch to him here is fouled. Wirtz now down early 0-1. He's 1-for-2 so far this game. He batted in the first and the second. 7 batters came through and batted in the first. 9 came through in the second. This is a slow roller down the third base line, and not being able to beat out the throw is Derek Wirtz. Another terrific play made by Carson at third to keep an eye on those slow rollers. He has done such a great job playing those bunts and short hits down the third base line. Reese Garrity now comes up to bat with 2 down. And for the third straight inning here, Seneca has had their first 2 batters go down in the order. First pitch, just a touch outside the far corner of the batter for Garrity for ball 1. 1-0 count for Garrity, the left-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher. The next pitch outside the zone once more, this time Colter's way up for ball 2. 2-0 count, next pitch, delivery, down Broadway, swung on and missed, just a little behind by Garrity for strike 1. 2-1 count now for Garrity. Peterson awaits on the on-deck circle. Next pitch, curveball inside, but just too far inside for ball 3. 3-1 count on Garrity. Stepping out of the box and back in. Choking up the left corner for the lefty. No batting gloves. Holds off on the next pitch and earns the walk. Garrity has now reached 3 times today. Garrity has reached twice off a hit, and now here off of a walk. Now Peterson steps up. First pitch to him is into the dirt for ball 1. Peterson has also reached twice, once off a hit by pitch in the first. He also had a double in the second. It was a RBI double. Next one is fouled away for strike 1. 1-1 count now here for Peterson. Peterson back in the box. Slightly crouched in the stance here. Next pitch is a curveball that bends inside for strike 2. Great pitch by Wilson. 1-2 count now for Peterson. Thomas awaits. Runner on first with 2 down. Next pitch here is put to the shortstop. Backhanded and muffed. It'll go down as a hit for Peterson. It was, again, a clean pickup by Ford, but Ford decided not to make the throw to first base as Peterson's speed was just too quick to throw out. Didn't want to create any unnecessary decisions or mistakes off the throw. So we'll go down as a hit. His first pitch to him is a little up in the zone for ball 1. So run on first and second with 2 outs. Wilson stepping off the mound, was thinking about a throw back to second, decided not to. Well, Wilson, a look back to second. He's holding his eyes that way. Now he redirects it down home plate, and this one is strike to the second baseman, but it just gets out of his glove. That'll go down as a hit. Runners will stay on their base pass after progressing just one base. So Thomas, back-to-back singles now for Seneca. Garrity on third, Peterson on second, Thomas on first. Back-to-back well-placed hits. They've just been really hot on the interior part of the field. They haven't been hit very far for Seneca, but they've just been very hard to play for Smith County. This one rips the third base side. Should be an easy force out to third. It is for Carter Hike. The attack applied to third by Carson. That will end now the top of the fourth. Seneca Post 21 leaps three, stranded on base, out off of just two hits, and no runs were able to get produced. We now go to the bottom of the fourth. Seneca still leads 6-4.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Summer has arrived. We all love to take in those warm summer rays, but we must remember to protect our skin and our eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen SPF 15 or higher, wear protective clothing including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 at KMZA. We have now headed to the bottom of the fourth. We are halfway officially through this game. Seneca Post 21 is still up by 2-6-4. Again, if Seneca here wins this game, they will move on to 6 o'clock later today. If they have that game, we will have that game on 103.9 KNZA instead of KMZA. So again, if Seneca does win this game at 6 o'clock, we will have that Seneca game on KNZA 103.9. That way we don't conflict with a remote later today. Here, first pitch on this bottom of the fourth goes out to the right fielder. It's an easy snag and grab for Leaguer to record the first out after just one pitch to Stansberry. Cole Kirkhoff now comes up to bat. He's the ninth batter in the order for Smith County. We'll head back up to the top of the lineup to Reed Doan and Jared Ford. Next pitch, low and in for a strike one against Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff last time up singled in the second inning. He came around and scored. Next pitch lifted out into right way above the second baseman. The center fielder has to come up for it, and Strothman and reaching first base off yet another single is Kirkhoff. He has two hits today. He is 2-for-2. And with one down, a runner is on first for Smith County. Smith County did not score a run in the third inning, despite getting a runner on both first and second. However, Gadenberg, he was actually thrown out trying to get to third base back in that third inning. Next pitch, way outside here, and that will roll to the backstop, just stopping just about 10 feet in front of it. And Kirkhoff will be able to take off from the wild pitch to second base. So a runner now sits in scoring position for Reed Doan at the top of the order here. Smith County so far 2 of 6 with runners in scoring position. Second pitch to him, in for strike one to the corner. That's a 1-1 count on Reed Doan, with Ford on deck and Wilson in the hole. Doan has reached twice today. This ripped to the third base side. A quick hesitation to third base. The play could be remade to third, but the out will be recorded at first, and being able to get there safely is Kirkhoff. So Doan is thrown out at first, but Peterson tried to make the play back to third to Mackey. Unfortunately, it was just a little late. But two down, runner on third. First pitch to Ford in the corner for strike one. 0-1 count now here for Ford. Two down. Smith County has put up all the runs so far with two outs. See if that continues. Next pitch here, rip to Mackey. Mackey now collecting and throwing and gets the out. Initially kind of fumbled it a little between the legs, but finally picked it up and got the out. Back-to-back plays by Jack Mackey, as I have crowned it, E. Mackey Lit. Great plays by Jack Mackey down at the third base side. So no runs come through in the bottom of the fourth for Smith County. It is still 6-4. Seneca leads as we head up to the top of the fifth.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hine and True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Hine and True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We have you join us here in the top of the fifth inning. Seneca Post 21 up by 2. 6-4 is the score. Seneca up the bat here. Camden Schmidt, Caleb Strassman, and back to the top of the order to Jack Mackey. So 8-9-1 in the order coming up for Seneca Post 21. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Kirkwood & Company, Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And, of course, McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca, player of the game, will have at the end of this contest. And as well as another reminder, if Seneca wins this game, they will play at 6 o'clock. We'll have that coverage on KMZ 103.9. And, again, on KMZ around that time, we'll have our music that we have going on at that time, 3 hours of music. So, again, that cannot be interrupted. So we'll have to, again, move the broadcast to 103.9. Next pitch, just outside of the zone for ball one.
So we have for sure have that.
Here against Schmidt. Next pitch to Schmidt as well, the outside quarter's edge, ball two. And you can also download our MSC radio app on your phone. You can listen anywhere, everywhere, at any time, in case if you are out of the coverage area. Next pitch to Schmidt. Goes in for strike one, a 2-1 count, and that one way upstairs and away for ball three on Schmitz. 3-1 count now on Schmitz, Schrottman on deck, and Mackey in the hole. Next one high and upstairs in the far right corner, and Schmitz will take first base. Well, Seneca Post 21 hasn't had a leadoff man on this entire game. They have always at least had one out to start the top of the inning, but here they finally get their leadoff man on in Schmitz. Schmitz, he's actually led off three innings already today, in which both times he has gone out. He struck out and as well as grounded out. He's 0 for 2 before that walk. Here he's trying to take up the second base, slides in, and is safe. An easy steal for Schmidt. That pitch was also a ball on Strothman. Strothman is also 0 for 2 in this game. Double play is taken out of the picture, though. Next pitch delivered here. And that one to the far lower corner for strike one. 1-1 count now on Strothman. Ninth batter in the order. Strothman went 0-3 yesterday. Had to get subbed out in the final inning. And this one gets straight back away from the catcher. It looks like Strothman did swing at it, so that will go down as a strike, as well as with that, Schmitz was able to take off and take third base. The runner is now on third for Strothman on the 1-2 count. Next pitch here is swung on and popped up, and this one will go foul to the stands. So a productive at-bat could be in play here for Strothman. He can sacrifice via a grounder or a pop-out, as long as it's deep enough. And if Schmidt can get a good enough of a lead there off third, if it is a grounder. So see if they can get that run to come through and score. It's a low pitch inside, but another wild pitch will allow the run for Seneca. That is the third wild pitch today that has allowed Seneca to come through and score from third base. And already you see a lot of frustration shown by the catcher and Ian Doan, allowing those to get by him. But again, Wilson just a little out of control in some of those fastballs. Three wild pitches, four total this game from Wilson, the three which have resulted in scores. The Seneca now leads 7-4 here in the top of the fifth. Still a 2-2 count. That's the K, but the pitch is dropped. It has to be thrown on time to first to officially get it down, and Strothman goes down as the play is made at first. So, bases are cleared. The run on third was scored off of the wild pitch. Schmidt scores his first run here today in his first run of the state tournament. First pitch here to Mackey is rolled out to the shortstop, and the shortstop rolls him up at first for the second out. Oberding now steps up. Oberding, again, he has had probably the best tournament performance so far of any batter probably here. Oberding, he has reached base twice in this game. He reached base four times in the game yesterday despite the loss. Here a foul hit. For strike one, he had a total of three hits yesterday. He's had a combined four hits total. He's had a single today in the second inning, as well as a walk. He has scored twice today, and he scored twice yesterday. This one, a roller that gets put up to the shortstop, but it is an error. Misfielded by Ford. That will go down as an E6, and Olberding now reaches again, and that continues to add to his exceeding stats of being able to reach base. Out of his 8 total plate appearances from the last 2 days, he has reached base 7 times. First pitch to Wirtz here, ripped left. Foul. 0-1 count for Wirtz. Wirtz has also had a really good tournament so far. He's had a single here today. He's 1-for-3. Pop out in the first, a single in the second, and a ground out in the fourth. Yesterday, Wirtz reached twice. He had 2 singles. Wirtz has also been again so extremely successful for Seneca. Top of the order has been really dominant here for him so far. Next one, this one, getting beyond the third baseman. That'll go down as a hit. Getting around second, sliding into third, and then also taking the single and heading to second off the throw to third, but being thrown out is Oberding. Well, late call there at the third base side, but Wirtz will get credit to the single, but Oberding is thrown out at second after being, or excuse me, at third after being greedy, trying to get a little more off that single. Well, that will end here. The top of the fifth, Seneca Post 21 is able to put up one run off one hit. In the top of the fifth, they now lead 7-4 over Smith County. We head into the bottom of the fifth on KMZA.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to American Legion Baseball here in the AA Class B State Tournament down here at Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas. It's been held greatly here by the Hiawatha people and the community being able to put this all together. Here, first pitch in the bottom of the fifth inning goes straight back for ball one. This is Brant Wilson. Up the bat, Gattenberg on deck, and Slavik in the hole, 3, 4, and 5 in the order coming up for Smith County. Next pitch here, out towards left, Hike is trying to eye it, he backtracks all the way for it, but is able to record the out. A little unsure if he had it there, it looked like he was kind of taking a while to turn around, and again, that's really far out there at 340 deep, but he was able to backtrack and make the backhand catch over his shoulder. Great first out recorded. That outfield has been very strong today here for Seneca. So one down. Next one up is Gattenberg. First pitch to the inner corner for ball one. Slavik on deck and in the hole is Ian Dome. Next pitch swung on and missed for strike one. It's a 1-1 count for Gattenberg. Gattenberg, left-handed batter, next pitch to him. This one gets ripped right of the second baseman down center field, and Gattenberg is going to take first base. So a one-out single for Gattenberg. He's now on first. Slavik now up the bat, Doan on deck, and Carson in the hole. As a reminder, we'll have coverage of 103.9 KNZA coming up at about 10:30 as the Hiawatha and Marysville continuation. That game getting kicked back up in the top of the sixth inning. Marysville is up 6-4 over Hiawatha. 0-1 count for Slavik. Look back to first. Now setting and dealing his worst, and that one just a little outside of the zone for ball one. 1-1 count here against Slavik. Slavik quickly back in the box, dipping the back, back and forth just above the helmet, even in the elbows, and now he rips once one down to Oberding, the play at second. Now the throw to first, and it is safe. So the play is only made to second. Guys, Gattenberg that gets thrown out, but Slavik reaches off the fielder's choice. Slavik now here 0-for-2 on the game, but he has reached base twice. Doan, now off the bat. He is 0-for-1, but he has reached base twice as well, off an air and a fielder's choice. He rips this one down the third base side between third and short, and this one gets out to the left fielder and Hike. That'll drop as a base hit for Doan. Slavik on second, Doan on first, and well, Doan has reached all three times. He's done it in three different ways. An error, a fielder's choice, and now a single, and every time he's gotten on, it's been Owen Russell to come on and courtesy run for him. Carson now up to bat with a runner on first and second with two down. Again, Smith County has put up all their runs here with two down, but another play made by Carter Hike out in left field to get the final out here of the fifth inning here against Smith County. We now head up into the top of the sixth. Seneca Post 21 still leads 7-4 here over Smith County Post 22.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Criminal Prophet Seth back in studio here on 92.1 KMZA. We're back up here into the top of the sixth. Seneca Post 21 leads 7-4 here over Smith County Post 220. Again, trying to put some insurance on here. On in the sixth, trying to keep extending that lead as much as possible. Again, Seneca, they were up 7-4 yesterday, going up into the top of the seventh inning against Colby, but then Colby put up 8 runs off 7 hits. Seneca not able to respond in that final bottom inning, and unfortunately for them, they were put here and now into the elimination game and in the elimination side of the bracket. So again, it's going to be scraping tooth and nails here for Seneca to get through all these games. If they want to continue to move on through this tournament, they have already received the one loss. They can't receive another, or they are eliminated, including this game. But again, if Seneca wins today, they will move on to the 6 o'clock game later today. Again, we will have that coverage on 3.9 KNZA. If you are out of the listening area, you can download our app, MSC Radio, on your phones as well as tablets and other devices. First pitch for ball one against Garrity. Next pitch upstairs for ball two. Garrity, Peterson, and Thomas all coming up here in the order for Seneca Post 21 as, again, we enter the top of the sixth with a 7-4 lead for Seneca. Trying to extend. Next one upstairs once more. That ball has been only reaching the attic here against Garrity. 3-0 count. Garrity, he has reached 3 times today. Next one, inside fastball, taken for ball 4. That is a 4-pitch walk. And that ball will stay in the attic. Garrity has reached 4 times today, 2 singles and back-to-back walks now. And that might just be the end of Brent Wilson. He concludes his day at 92 pitches, if that is it for him. He was stretched quite the distance here today. Wirtz, he has actually only gone 68 pitches for Seneca. Good chance that Wirtz may be able to finish it, but let's see. Maybe Wilson's going to stay up. Nope, he will be taken out. So Brett Wilson comes out with just 91 pitches officially on the game. So he will come out and he will be done for the rest of this tournament. We're going to step aside for a minute to get the defensive lineup changes of the new pitcher who comes onto the bump here for Smith County Post 22. It is 7-4, Seneca leads, runner on first, no outs, Caden Peterson up the bat.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a wedding, festival, or big event? Don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. So again, a new defensive lineup here for Smith County Post 220. Rhea Doan comes in to pinch. Brent Wilson goes to shortstop, and Gerard Ford will go to second base. And Doan still at catcher. Kattenberg still at first. Carson at third, Stansberry in left, Slavik out in center, and Newman out in right. So a new pitcher here, Reed Doan. Wilson again ending his day with 91 pitches. He gave up 8 hits in that run that he had. And here the first pitch from Doan is immediately lifted out and put down as a hit from Peterson. Now Peterson is on and Garrity's on second. The score is 7-4. Seneca Post 21 leads over Smith County. Here in the top of the sixth. 2 on, no outs. Runners on first and second. In back-to-back innings, Seneca has gotten their leadoff man on. And for the first time today, they've had their leadoff man and their second man who comes up in the inning also reach. So big opportunity here to go. First pitch to Thomas in for strike one. Thomas has reached 3 times today, 2 walks and a single. Next pitch to Thomas is rolled to the second baseman. The play will be to first, but it will still be a quality at-bat for Thomas. Despite being thrown out, he progresses the base runners 1 base path. So Garrity now at third, Peterson at second. Both runners are in scoring position for a hard single. Carter, I can put one down, but Hike has been 0-for-3 in this game. Here he awaits the pitch, swings on it, and cuts it back for a foul. And Hike yesterday, he reached 3 times in that game. Only recording 1 hit. Mike to get his second hit of this tournament here now. This one lifted out to left, down the line, it lands! One run comes through! But a third could not, or a second could not. That is also a 1-out RBI double for Carter Hike. So now Garrity, and he came through and scored. Peterson's now on third, Hike is on second, and Schmidt. Still taking Axel here. it's close to the Seneca area. But here's Schmitz. Now up to bat. 0-1 here on the count for Camden Schmitz. And now quickly down 0-2 on the next strike. 0-2 count for Schmitz. Trothen coming up here in the order. Going back up to the top of the lineup to Mackey. And the next pitch is fouled back. It'll stay to the 0-2 count. And again, runners here on second and third here still. With one down. 8, 9, and 1 here in the batting order. And then it's Rickles straight down center. A pop off of the mound and bump. A throw is cut off to the second baseman. But 2 runs will come through and score. Off the 1-out single by Schmidt. It's a 1-out, 2 RBI single. So back-to-back ribbies here for Seneca, and three runs have come through in this sixth inning. Again, they have been off to their best start at any inning, and whoa, is this stuck between a jam between first and second, trying to take off with Schmidt. Can he get back to first on time? He is safe! Man, he was caught in a pickle, but fortunately for him, he got back to the jar. Back to first base. Schmidt safe to first. Strothman, ninth batter in the order. Here still awaiting his first pitch with one down. But Seneca, they've extended their lead. It is now 10-4. They're up by six. Not trying to blow this game here. An attempt to steal down the second. Now, I'm pretty sure that's what Strothman was probably idealing earlier. Schmitz, when he got stuck between first and second. Now that time he gets the steal. Also with a strike against Strothman. Strothman, he's 0-3 today with two Ks. He shows bunt, but it is bunted foul. The 0-2 count here for Strothman. Out of the box. Wavering the bat a little bit. And now he's back in it. About three quarters away in the box to the plate. Stone looking back at second base. Takes a second glance. Takes a third. Now delivers the pitch. Fastball swung on. Lifted out. And blooped down. The runner is taken across third, but will hold. And now a throw will go back to second, and an out is recorded. So amongst the runner, Schmitz, who was thinking about heading home while the throw was coming in to cut him off from home, Strothman was thinking, okay, I can extend my single here and try to get to first off the throw, but then he was just thrown out. So fortunately for Strothman, he does get the single, but he gets thrown in at second. So two down, runner on third. Next pitch here is lifted out into left center, and that is picked up easily from Slavik, the center fielder. Mackey goes down off the pop-out. Well, Seneca is able to put quite a bit of extension to their lead here in the sixth inning. Three runs were able to come up and score here off of four hits here for Seneca. The score, 10-4. Seneca leads. We head into the bottom of the sixth, coming up in Smith County.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on KMZ 92.1. Right now here the score 10-4. Seneca leads by six over Smith County. Three runs off four hits, leaving one on base in the top of the sixth. As now we head into the bottom of the sixth. First pitch is in for strike one here against Stansberry. Stansberry 0-2 with both pop-outs to right field. Next one to him just out of the far top corner of the zone for ball one. So 1-1 count on Stansberry. Eighth batter to come up here in the order for Smith County. And we'll get to the ninth batter and then back up to the number one. Next pitch, low and away for ball two. It's a 2-1 count now for Stansberry. Kirkhoff on deck, and in the hole is the number one in the order, or you don't. Next pitch, rung up in the far corner for strike two. It's a 2-2 count now for Isaac Stansberry. He's 0 for 2 today. Will he go 0 for 3? Yes, he will. The K will take him out. Gone down swinging off the fastball from Wirtz. Wirtz just around 70 pitches in this game. He is on pace for potentially at least getting through 6 innings. It would be even more impressive. He can go 7. Again, keep that pitch count low for everybody on his team. Conserve those arms. Swing and miss by, Kirkhoff taking the first one for a ball. Next one here comes on through for ball two. Kirkhoff now at the batter's advantage, 2-0 on the count. He's reached twice already, the ninth batter in the order here with 2 singles today. This third pitch to him gets clipped on the corner for strike one. 2-1 now's the count. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled back. And now after the 2-0 batter advantage, it's tied up to a 2-2 count for the designated hitter. Wirtz a chance to get another K. He's had 3 strikeouts on in this game. His last time, again, he just struck out Stansberry. But before that, he hadn't had a strikeout since the first inning where he had back-to-back against Ford and Wilson. Right here, there's going to be just a small little meeting on the mound between, well, the umpire got hit by the ball, so that's what the small little timeout is for. But on the mound, it was Wirtz, Thomas, and Mackey. Again, Seneca's lineup has not changed yet. Wirtz has still been pitching. Thomas catching, Peterson at first, Schmidt at second, Mackey at third, opening at short. Hikes dropped in Leaguer from left to right out in the outfield. A hard swing and a miss on a topside fastball in the even 2-2 count, and back-to-back K's have been brought forth by Wirtz. And Wirtz has a chance to take out the side for the first time today against Smith County. And again, last time, Wirtz had a strikeout. He had back-to-back. See if maybe he can get 3 straight now. And this one is popped up in the air, trying to get around the umpire, making the snag. What great movement by Levi Thomas. 3 up and 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. Taking out the side is Wirtz. Here out of the 6th inning, we now head up to the top of the 7th. Seneca has another lead heading up into the top of the 7th inning. This time, it's a little more. It's 10-4.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is a perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the final inning of regulation, the top of the 7th. Seneca Post 21 coming up here to bat. They lead 10-4. Again, Seneca, they led yesterday in the top of the 7th against Colby, 7-4. They have then allowed 8 runs off 7 hits. Definitely don't want to allow the same thing to happen here. Again, this is an elimination game. You cannot lose. Seneca, if they get this victory here and they secure it, they will move on to the 6 o'clock game later today. Here, coming up to bat, is Evan Olberding. First pitch to him is low and outside the far edge for ball one. 1-0 count. Next one delivered, swung on, ripped to the third baseman, and Carson on time the Kattenberg for her first out. Now Derek Wirtz coming up to bat. Garrity on deck and Peterson in the hole. 3, 4, and 5 in the order coming up here for Seneca Post 21. Derek Wirtz today is 2 for 4, 2 singles, ground out, and a pop out in the first. Wirtz strapping his stance. Lunches down a little bit after the pitch comes on the way, but takes it for ball one. 1-0 count here for Wirtz. Next pitch to Wirtz. He swings on it. It is out to left and is picked up by the shortstop who takes off all the way from the dirt, inside dirt track. That's Brent Wilson who went to shortstop who just made that play. And Wilson, he was originally the pitcher here for Smith County, but was substituted out for Reed Doan, who's now up on the bump. Doan with the pitch. First one here against Gary, just outside of the zone for ball one. 1-0 count against Gary. Here's the next delivery. It's fouled straight back to the left netting. Or strike one. 1-1 count for Gary. Garrity has had a great day today. He has reached all four times, looking to reach a fifth. Next one to him, low to the outer corner for ball two. 2-1 count on Garrity. Next one, change just above the zone for ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike on Garrity. And here's the 3-1 offering. Picked up, flies high, running to it is the catcher, and that one will drop to the Smith County Post dugout. Garrity, after that foul hit, now goes up to the full count of 3-2. 2 outs in the top of the seventh here for Seneca Post 21. Just trying to maybe add a little bit of insurance to this 10-4 lead. Garrity, teetering the bat over the shoulder, holds off, and gets ball four. Garrity now on first with 2 down. Peterson now to bat. Thomas on deck and Carter Hike in the hole. And Peterson, what a productive day he has had as well. Man, this middle of the order has really been off to it. A great day for Seneca, as Peterson has also reached all four times. Here he lays down a hard hit to Carson at third base, but the throw is made on time to first to Kattenberg. Second post 21, bring 4 up, but go 3 down here in the top of the seventh. It's a 10-4 lead for Seneca. They just have to not allow 6 runs to come through at the bottom of the inning to not allow attack from Smith County. We'll see about it here, but we'll be right back just after this here on KMZA.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network to the final half inning of this game. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Smith County bringing up Ford, Wilson, and Kattenberg here down 10-4 to Seneca. They have needed 6 runs to tie, 7 to take the lead here and try to win. Seneca, again, they blew a 3-run lead against Colby yesterday, but here they're going to try to hold on to a 6-run lead. Also, we'd like to thank our sponsors here. Time TS Trucking, Up Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, as well as our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game will have at the end of this contest. First pitch to Ford is way outside for ball one. Wirtz, man, he has went the distance here. He's now at 80 pitches on this game. Next one, a swing and a miss here from Ford. Just laid on it. Now it's 1-1. Ford is 0-3. Strikeout, pop out, and a ground out. Next one hits off the backside of Ford, and he will take the hit by pitch. And you don't want 6 runs to come through here if you're Seneca. That's your lead. Best opportunity maybe to run up a double play with a runner on first. Brant Wilson, he is 1-3 today. Also started as the pitcher for Smith County. Now he plays shortstop. First pitch to him, rocketed out to center, backtracking for it, and making the snag for the first out is Strothman. Again, winner of this game, right now in the favor of Seneca. Winner will move on to game 9, which will be played at 6 o'clock tonight. And Seneca, if they win, we will have their coverage on 103.9 KNZA. They'll do a programming affliction with a time that runs scheduled on KNZA. So again, we're gonna run that game on KNZA, presuming Seneca is able to secure this win here. If you're out or know someone who is out of the listening area, you can have them install and download our MSC radio app on all devices. Be able to listen anywhere and everywhere at any time. Here, just a timeout that was called by Coach Aaron Wirtz with his pitcher. And now Wirtz, Derek Wirtz, the pitcher, is back right to it. First pitch, this one, another sky-high ball out to center field, and Strothman has been there on both plays. And now just one out left to go. That's all Seneca needs to move on to the 6 o'clock game later today. One out left to go, and Smith County is headed home. 10-4 is the lead set for Seneca. Two down, a high fastball, but a swing and a miss by Slavik. Slavik 0-2 and has reached base twice today. Next pitch to him, swings on, fouls it, and Wirtz with the opportunity on the 0-2 on Slavik to complete the complete game through 7 innings, trying to keep it under 90 pitches. And Wirtz do it. Wirtz on the bump, having the 0-2 on Slavik. This is for the game win for Seneca to move on. Here's the pitch, the swing on foul tip. It'll stay to the 0-2. Game time now here, just eclipsing 2 hours. Slavik on the 0-2. Here's for the game on the line. This one, slow roller, picked up by the first baseman, and he's not going to be on time. It was a misplay. Peterson should not have been the one to try to go and grab that ball because no one was there to get that bag. But it goes down as a hit for Slavik. It's a thing that you consider a mental error, but it's not something that goes down on the stat sheet. So Smith County stays alive with Ian Doan. Runner on first and second, two down. Next pitch here. Swung on. Can the center fielder retire the game? Yes, he can. On all three outs in the 7th inning, Caleb Strothman is on every single play. And Seneca Post 21 moves on in the tournament to the 6 o'clock game later today. Again, we'll have that on 103.9 KNZA. Seneca wins 10-4. All right, folks, we're going to give a couple-minute break. We'll come back. We will go over this game as well as give you a McDonald's player, Hiawatha and Seneca, of the game. All right, we'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Again, Seneca wins 10-4.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzgren with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Quick recap of our game. Seneca posts 21 coming up with the victory in the elimination round. Smith County 220 going home here now today. Final score of 10-4. Seneca able to come out with the victory. Seneca moves on to the 6 o'clock game. Later today, we'll have that team that they face. We'll know that after about 3 o'clock because, first off, we have a game coming up here soon. We're going to finish the 6th and 7th inning of the Marysville versus Hiawatha game at 103.9. Winner of that game will play at 1 o'clock against Garnett, and then the winner of that game will play Seneca, or excuse me, the loser of that game will play Seneca at 6 o'clock p.m. So, again, be sure to stay tuned. Tune into 103.9 KNZA for our Marysville Hiawatha coverage as we finish up that game. But, again, the fast recap here of this one, Seneca just dominating all the way through early on. They came out with the 1-0 lead. Smith County responded, took a 2-1 lead. And then Seneca really got going back in the top of the second. They scored 5 runs off 4 hits. They had 4 straight hits with 3 singles and a double by Caden Peterson, a couple of ribbies as well there. 4 runs, actually 3 runs came through and scored today off wild pitches alone for Seneca. Seneca did a great job of manipulating the base paths and having great ability to run them and as well take advantage of those errors and mental mistakes by Smith County post 220 day. Again, Seneca added more insurance later on in the game. 1 run in the 5th, 3 runs on in the 6th. The winning pitcher of this game goes to Derek Wirth, who went 7 innings, gave up just 9 hits, 4 runs, 3 which were earned, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Smith County went 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and Seneca went 5-for-9. The final tallies, though, 4 runs for Smith County, as well as 9 hits, 1 error, 8 left on base. Seneca had 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors, and 10 left on base. Our Haya Wata and Seneca McDonald's player of the game goes none other to Derek Wirtz, who, again, I just mentioned, had an incredible stat line from a pitcher's standpoint, but also did extremely well on the offensive side of things. He went 2 of 5 from the at-bat. He had 2 singles as well as a run to come through and score. So our game just went a little bit over 2 hours, but again, a great game. Seneca able to move on here. We'll have that coverage on 103.9K. NZA at 6 o'clock later here today. We'll have that team that they face later on as well announced. All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in and listening to Seneca winning 10-4 over Smith County Post 220. Thank you to our sponsors and, of course, everyone who's put together this field here down at Noah Park. I'm Crinan Prophet. Seth back in studio, and be sure to tune into our next game here on KNZA, Marysville versus Hiawatha, coming up here real soon.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of American Legion Baseball on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.